My name's Dan. I'm an addict.
I'm grateful to be alive. I'm grateful to be a member of Narcotics Anonymous. I'm grateful, I guess, that I went up to the PI meeting, you know, and it wasn't there. And, so I was walking around greeting some friends. And the gentleman here said he needed a speaker on the seventh step and seventh tradition. And, you know, I owe my life to this fellowship, so I was really into, like, hanging out, you know, and enjoying the breeze. But, like, God seemed fit to bring me here, man, and share about, like, I guess, you know, I'm going to stay current today, man. I'll start with my clean date's April 21st of 2002, man. That's the day that, like, you know, the God of my understanding stopped the madness of my life, man. And I came back to Narcotics Anonymous, man. And I say that because I had been clean for 7 years before that, and I'd used. I got clean in September of 1993, and I got high in April of 2001. And I stayed high for a year. And, like, and God smiled on me again, you know. And the topic's the seventh step and the seventh tradition. And I just had to make some amends with my own group. Not this past Monday, the Monday before, because of acting out on, like, character. What you know, it talks about shortcomings, and what this is my experience, man. It's just what I believe, you know, and like, my shortcomings are me acting out on my character defects, you know. Like, I'm defective, you know, and like, I need to surrender that stuff to God and all that jazz. And sometimes, you know, like, I was just telling somebody, you know, a lot of days I wake up and say, come on, God, we're going. You know, I don't sit there and, like, invite God. You know, I don't surrender to being, like, his instrument today. I'm just like, come on, man, we got shit to do. Jump in the car, you know, and take off down the road. And, you know, and by the end of the day, you know, I'm doing a tenth step. And I'm like, you know, I got to make some amends. And, you know, I'm real passionate about, like, Narcotics Anonymous. Now, I guess I just want to share where I've been, like, currently with shortcomings and how they come out, man, and how, like, they, you know, not only do they hurt you, they hurt me. Like, I don't feel good today because, like, I got a God. I got loving people in my life, and when I act out on them, and usually when I act out on them, it's in anger, and it's in stuff like that, and you know, it ain't even hitting you today. It's just, you know, words are more powerful sometimes, and, but I was at my home group, and my home group is at the meth clinic. That's where my home group is, man. There's some members of myself that are blessed to go up there every week and like, try to carry the message to the sick and suffering, man. Like, I'm not really here to preach to the choir anymore. Like, I need to get out in the trenches, you know. I believe that, you know, and let people know that you don't got to keep living like you're living and keep feeling like you're feeling. That's what they told me when I got here. And some things had transpired, you know, and I'm real passionate about Narcotics Anonymous, and I got some beliefs from you guys. You know, I've came to believe some stuff here, you know, and some stuff transpired at my home group, and I had to make some amends because, you know, tact's a hard thing for me sometimes. That spiritual principle of, like, being tactful and loving and compassionate. And I've heard that up at my camp this morning. What I shared, I believe. Right? But the way I shared it was wrong. And I was in a room full of people, probably this many people. And when I got done sharing, there was only about half of them left. And I don't want to do that today, man. Like, I don't want, you know, I don't want to isolate. I don't want to drive you out of here, you know. And I had to go, you know, and I didn't feel good. Like, acting out on that short, as soon as I left there, man, like, I knew my sponsor was at work, but I called my grand sponsor and I said, man, I, you know, because now I'm going to work. And this shit can domino. I just come out my neck at my home group. Now let me not get unloaded with that and invite God and invite a power greater than me, a sponsor or a grand sponsor or one of you into my life, and I can really show you how to have a day. Clean. Crazy. Out of my mind. Running on my own juice. And thank God I've been around here long enough to know that, like, I got to stop this. I got to surrender. I got to share with somebody, like, what I did and how I'm feeling and get my day back on track before I got a big list of amends to make by the end of the day. You know, because I've done that. It's experience here. I've done that. I've gone from one jackpot to the next. I've jumped from the fire to the oven. You know, in here, man. You know, running on my own juice. Don't want to surrender. Don't want to let go of my character defects. They keep acting out on them. You know, it's just like, you know. So I share with my grand sponsor, you know, and we sorted through that, you know. And it was like, you know what, man? What you said you needed to say, it was just the way you said it, man. You know? He's real loving, man. So, like, I remember before I got here, my information came from misinformed people. You know what I mean? I believe in total abstinence. You know? And my job isn't... I was balled up that day, man. You know, I was really balled up. I called a friend out in Missouri, and don't you hate when people say shit you say? Don't you hate that? Like, you know what I mean? Like, you say some clever shit or whatever, and then they throw it back at you. And he says, I got a friend out in Pittsburgh that always says, my job is just planting corn. I ain't into growing end. I ain't into eating end. My job is just to spread the good news, man. To spread the seed. I believe that. That's my purpose today. Like, what I do for a living is different, man. And so he got me back on track, you know. And I ain't perfect. And then sometimes, you know, like... And what had happened, man, through that process, like, I wasn't staying current. You know what I mean? Because when I come out of my neck like that, like, a lot of times you get somebody else's ass beaten. You know what I mean? I'm carrying shit for 2 weeks. I'm still mad at Joe Blow, but I'm going to tear your head off. I'm going to take your inventory and admit to everybody in the room the exact nature of all your wrongs. I'm capable of doing that, man. And I don't like doing that today. So, what I know, man, is like my sponsor, God bless him, man. I love him, you know. Because I'm like, you know, I was sharing with him again. I said, you know, and I knew what he was going to say. I'm like, you know. Like, are defects ever, you know, removed? Am I ever, you know, because, yeah, when they bury you, because I'll definitely all be removed. You know, they will be removed, man. And so it's a daily thing, man. It's a daily thing. And I don't, you know, some days, you know, I'm better, you know, it depends on how I start my day. And it was odd. We were talking about a plane crash last night. And the dude said the plane crash started at 8 in the morning. And the guy ended up wrecking the plane at 10 o'clock at night. But because, you know, the one domino fell, and then the other domino fell, and then the other domino fell, and, you know, and all of a sudden, you know, you're in the ocean, wrecked. And I've done that here, man. I've done that here. The only thing I haven't done since April 21st of 2002 is not used. You know, and some days, you know, that's what it is. You know, but I feel good about it because I got like a God. And like I said, I don't like. There's the hit with the amends process. Like, I hate making them, but I hate the way I feel. I don't do good with guilt and shame. You know, like, I can tell you that's how you use with time clean in here. That's how I got high with having 7 years clean here. You know, acting clean, living dirty. And guilt and shame painted me into a corner that I want back to dope again. You know, the pain of living the way I was living didn't, you know, all of a sudden getting high looked like an option. And that's how I got high again. So I really try to stay current today. I really try to stay like with that 10th step and that 11th step and that 12th step. But like I said, there's some days that I wake up and, you know, it's just like, come on, God. You know, I get into that, you know, chanting. I hit that same usual prayer. I really ain't coming from my heart. You know, it's like, da, 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 you know, let's go. I read the Just for the Day book. It really didn't hit me because I didn't take that moment to really get with it to see where it wants to get me. And the next thing I know, I'm running on my own juice. The next thing I know, I'm coming out my neck at somebody. I'm acting out on shortcomings. And what I found out is, 98% of my shortcomings come from the character defect of fear. A lot of my stuff's based off fear. That you ain't going to accept me, that you're trying to criticize me, that you're, whatever, man. You know, it's that false evidence appearing real. You know, and all of a sudden, you know, that dope fiend mentality that I had for years is, you know, that shit I grew up with, that you need to straighten that. He thinks you're a punk. He thinks you're a sucker. He thinks you're a chump. Straighten that. Fix that. Set that straight. You know, the disease. All of a sudden, I got the committee rolling in my head. You know what I mean? And if I don't turn that shit over to God, if I don't invite God in, the next thing, I'm coming out my neck at you, man. And I'm trying not to live that day, you know, way today, man. And it's progress, not perfection. You know, and my sponsor, that's why I love my sponsor, man, because sometimes, you know, he'll tell me, like, man, you need to put the bat away. You know, usually when we're having heavy calling, he's like, I already know you beat yourself up enough on the way here. You know, you need to put the bat away and look at what you're doing, man. Like, you know what? Like, even with this thing at the methadone clinic, it got a little crazy. You know, he was like, dude, you didn't lay your hands on nobody. That's a miracle, you know, because, you know, like, I haven't done that in a long time. But, like, I know I'm capable of doing that if I don't stay in check, man. And I don't want to do that today. I don't want to love you to death today. You know, I don't want to love you to my way to the Fayette County jail and oranges, you know. Because I tell people that all the time. You know, they'll put your ass in jail clean. You know, you want to, you know, be clean and live dirty, man. You're still in shit, trying to run a pawn shop, trying to be whatever in here. They will lock your ass up and don't care nothing about your clean date, man. You know what I mean? Seen it. Seen it happen to people here, man. You know, that's my experience. That, like, it ain't no far reality, man. I had a friend had a lot of time clean here, quit coming, quit treating this disease. He didn't use, man, but he's in Ohio right now doing a bit on an attempted murder shot. Clean. I'm not with that today. Like, I need to come in here. I need to work these steps. I need to get with a sponsor. I need to get with my God. I need to get with you all. I need to, like, come up here and share when I was really cool with this hanging out on the porch and looking at the merchandise thing, you know, and get out of my way and help somebody, man. And, it's all through God, man. That's what I believe. You know, and there's people that, you know, it depends on how you got sponsored or da-da-da-da-da, but I believe my shortcomings are those things that my actions on my character defects, when I act out on them, man. You know what I mean? Because the defect, you know, I'm defective right now. I just ain't acting out on this stuff. I can get there if I want to, but today I'm on a pretty good score. I woke up, sun was shining, read the gist for the day, invited God, took a shower, it was good. You know, but that's where I've been, you know. You know, the seventh tradition, you know, every NA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions, man. And you know, we just talked about this at Area not too long ago. Like, we try to cover a tradition every month. We start on one in January and go to two in February, you know what I mean? Like, everybody thinks that's the money tradition, and sometimes it is, man. But, you know, we need to be fully self-supporting through our own contributions, man, you know? And like, I just went up to that public information thing, and I'm not trying to knock anybody out of there. Ain't a soul up there. Me and the dude, the janitor, cleaning the joint. You know what I mean? And what I know about that is, like, through me knowing who I am, that I'm an addict, I'm powerless, and that, like, I have a stake in this camp. This is the only thing that ever worked for me, man. Medicine, religion, psychiatry, like the reading said, none of that shit helped me. The only time I've ever put dope down, been somewhat of a functional human being, is when I'm in Narcotics Anonymous. So, I'm not a rocket science. Like, what I know is Narcotics Anonymous survival, and it's like unity and all that stuff is, like, real imperative to, like, me staying clean. So I got a stake in this camp, man. You know, so, and what that means is, like, I need to contribute. You know, and it was funny, because we was just talking about this. You know, I tell all my guys I sponsor, I say, listen, man, you need a job here. Maybe not a hat. Now, if you're the secretary or the GSR or whatever, that's all cool. Or the coffee guy or the area chair, whatever hat you got, that's good. I'm glad God gave it to you. But you need a job here. You know what I mean? You need to do something here. You need to bring something to the table here so we can disarm that self-centeredness. And that's how I was taught. And that's how we're fully self-supporting, by opening the door, by making the coffee, by putting the literature out, greeting at the door, greeting at the door. You know, I was just at a meeting. It was funny, because I was just at a meeting Thursday night, man, down the city, and I knew a few people. I knew the guy that was going to speak, and I got down there, and nobody hugged me, except the four or five people I knew, you know? And like, what's different from the corner? You know, I talked to the four or five jokers I knew on it. You know what I mean? So it's real important to greet at the door. It's real important to be made welcome. That's all part of the seventh tradition. You know what I mean? Like taking care of this gift that God gave us, man. You know, so, and I've been at different spots in my life, but I'm a firm believer that I need a job here. I've got blessed. I've got to wear some hats here. You know, that's great. It's helped me out immensely. But I've also had a busy life sometimes where, you know what, all I can do is, all I can commit to is tearing down. You know, but like I know I need a spot here. You know, I need to do something, man, you know, to make sure that, like, this thing's still here, you know, because my survival depends on it, man, you know, and I was just talking to somebody. I came to my first Narcotics Anonymous meeting in 1991, man. I was, you know, at that time I didn't have no gray hair, I know that. Had a lot of gold around my neck, just wasn't done, you know. But check this out. In 1991, you know what they put in the basket? A dollar. It's 2009. I don't know. But things have inflated in my life since 1991 and 2009, man. Coffee's gone up. Creamer's gone up. Sugar's gone up. Rent's gone up. Literature's gone up. You know, I was just talking to Ronnie about the spiritual retreat, the regional retreat. I said, you know, it used to be nice. I could throw two or three guys in my back pocket. It used to be $10 to go camp. Now it's 28. You know what I mean? To go camp there. So all I'm saying, I ain't trying to guilt nobody into nothing. I'm just, we dealing reality here, right? We live on life on life's terms, and in reality, the reality is that dollar from 1991 to 2009 ain't going the same distance, man. You know, and so, you know, and I've been blessed maybe to do a little more than some other people, man. And whatever your case is, and if you don't got a dollar to put in the basket, it's okay, man. Like I remember the first in '93 when I got clean, man. Like I think I got $102.50 on assistance in cash and some food stamps. Right, a month. And so money was like a very tight commodity. And one of the first things I did with that money was I got a snow shovel. And thank God it snowed a lot in 1993. Like, you know, it was a curse to you, but it was a blessing to me. Because I got out and did, you know, get self-supporting. Get out and, you know, do something, man. But, like, I remember, like, wanting to fill a part of the group, man, and I really didn't have a lot of money, so I walked over to a little grocery store in town, man, and I bought a can of coffee with my food stamps and gave it to the meeting, man. You know what I mean? Self-supporting. You know, that, you know, I'm grateful. I'm grateful to be here. You know, how grateful am I? You know, am I still willing to go, am I still willing to answer the helpline? You know, am I still willing to do H&I work? Am I, you know, all that stuff, I believe, ties to the seventh tradition. And that's just how I've been sponsored, man. You know, your interpretation may be different, man. But, like, I know this is a real gift to me, a real precious gift. And, like, I need to contribute, man. I need to contribute. And here's the hit. Like, this shit made no sense to me when I was new. The more I give, the more I receive. You know? And it may not be in the bank account or the money market account or whatever like that, man. But it's in the spiritual bank account. You know what I mean? That's where it really comes back. You know, I'm blessed, man. I am blessed. And I'm grateful my friend asked me, I don't know where he went, to come up here and share today. It was like the last thing on my mind. I was real... Actually, I was going to go to the main speaker tonight. I hit an early meeting, and I was sort of like this... I was cool with hanging out. But God came over and said, nah, man, I need you to go do something today. Get out of your way and go help somebody. So, I don't know. I'm just grateful to be here. I love you and so on. Thanks for having me.